The new Mix 99.5 WJBR presents Jesse's Girls with Jesse Michelli on the new Mix 99.5 WJBR.
Hi, this is Jesse from Michael White and Jesse in the Morning, and welcome to my podcast, Jesse's Girls. This is where I talk to badass women in our community who are doing good and making a difference. And on my first episode, we're going to talk to Courtney Lockney, who is the founder of Petite Yogi in Wilmington, and it's all about raising mindful kids. We look good on here.
We look serious.
We do look serious. This is serious podcasting. It's Jesse from Michael and Jesse in the Morning on the new Mix 99.5 WJBR. Welcome to the first episode of my podcast. I think we're going to call it Jesse's Girls.
I love it.
Because a lot of people were feeling that. I thought it was a little cheesy, but let's go with that.
I like it.
So I'm here with Courtney Lockney. She's the founder of Petite Yogi in Wilmington. And I've worked with Petite Yogi. I think it's an awesome organization. And it's all about raising mindful kids. Courtney, tell us about Petite Yogi.
Thanks for having me. Petite Yogi, I started in 2013. We are mostly school programs, so we'll go around to schools. We don't have a physical location. We go into schools and either do an after-school yoga club or part of their specials.
That's awesome. And I wish that I had that when I was a kid, yoga in schools, you know. So what is your mission with Petite Yogi and what inspired you to start?
Our mission is to lay the foundation for self-awareness and compassion. I was inspired when I became a mom and I was trying to find yoga to do with my babies and with my kids, and I couldn't find it. So teaching yoga was my college job, and I went back and got my children's yoga certification and launched.
That's awesome. So you started in 2013, so it's been 5 years in the making.
That's right.
And why yoga for kids? Why is it important for kids to get into yoga more than just, you know, the physical practice of, you know, exercising, starting that young? But why yoga for kids?
So if you think about when you were a teen and when I was a teen.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I had yoga.
So do I.
And especially now, so it's different now. We have so much technology and kids really aren't getting a break from the screen time. We're seeing an increase in ADHD and just constant feed of information. So if we teach them to start to get quiet and get comfortable with that, it just lays the foundation for self-awareness.
I love that Petite Yogi starts with the brand new mom. From the minute that baby is born, even prenatal yoga, it's so important. So let's talk about postpartum moms and new babies and how important Petite Yogi is for them.
Sure. So I teach a class called Itty Bitty Yogis. I usually run it in a 6-week series because then the new moms are building community within their group of moms. Mostly it's about supporting the mom and the new baby. It's really important for moms to start to know what their new normal is.
Mm-hmm.
Being a new mom is really, really hard. There's physical changes and sleep deprivation, and it's really hard. So we start with the new moms.
So it's very important for new moms to feel supported and for them to feel validated, because
absolutely.
One of the things I always say is no matter what a mom does, she's going to be judged. So if a mom goes back to work, she doesn't care about her kid and she only cares about her career. And if a mom stays home with her kids, she's this entitled, privileged, spoiled person who just, you know, goes shopping all the time. And this is great for moms to feel supported no matter what their story is.
Right. And a lot of the stuff, so that's the community part, and we do that. And then also just realizing that it's not okay to pee your pants. And so
I
do a lot of talking about how the body might have changed during pregnancy or birth, and then getting them to the right people that can help them.
And obviously you're not just going to put your baby in Warrior II. So what kind of movements and stuff are for babies?
The babies are focusing more on digestion. The digestive tract isn't actually fully developed yet, and so they get gassy, and so a lot of the movements are for that. It's stuff to do with your baby. Babies are just kind of blobs, and they don't really act yet.
But they're so cute.
They're super cute, but, like, you know,
they don't do anything.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's like, now what? You know, I can't sing one more song to you. So it's some fun movements to do with the babies. It helps with digestion and increasing sleeping patterns and things like that.
Awesome. So we're with Courtney Lochney. She's the founder of Petite Yogi, and she's got yoga from the postpartum mom all the way up to teens and tweens. But let's talk about toddlers and preschoolers. So how do you keep their attention?
Well, you have to remember that a preschooler and a toddler only has the attention span for about 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Max, right?
Max.
So our classes for that age group are 20 to 30 minutes. We don't go beyond that. Usually, if we start to lose them, we'll read a story at the end that kind of ties in with our theme. If we went to the zoo or the jungle, we'll have a book that goes along with that. So lots of movement, very different than an adult yoga class.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're usually going on a yoga adventure. I taught a preschool class right before I came here, and we went to the zoo. That's why I said that.
I've seen you teach those kids. You are so good with them.
Oh, thanks.
And elementary and youth. So what age group would that be?
That's your kindergartners through up to nine years old. So
that's a big age difference in that kindergarten through nine.
Sure.
So what works for them? What kind of activities would you be doing for that group?
Lots of games. We do a lot of games. We might do an art project, which can be fun, but you have to know your kids.
Absolutely. They could go one of two ways.
Right, exactly. I do a lot of games, and I've loved to introduce this age group to guided relaxation at the end. A lot of kids will get into it and say that they love that.
It's amazing how receptive these young ones are to the guided relaxation. They really get into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is really, really cool. Now, tweens and teens, that could be a challenge because, you know, you're getting into that too cool for school attitude, but they seem to really respond to yoga classes. How do you get them to open up?
Well, I really work. So when the tweens and teens, we'll run those in series. So we get to start to build that community aspect. They don't always open up.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I do a lot of building a rapport with them. I share a lot about myself and how I was when I was a teen. And so just building that foundation with them, and then hopefully they open up. We do a lot of journaling activities. They can share or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't read their journals, and it's just, even if they're not opening up with me, they start to open up on paper, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. And even with each other, they make friends that way.
Absolutely.
The teens and tweens, they get more into the asana practice.
Yes, absolutely. They love the challenging poses, standing on your hands, working on that stuff. So.
Oh, very cool. And now let's talk about you, Courtney.
Oh, boy.
How do you do it all? So you've got three little ones, right?
That's right.
Tell us about them and managing your own business and just doing it all.
Well, I'll say this first is that I'm always doing my best, which isn't always beautiful. So always just trying, always reflecting. And I do a lot of journaling and working with the moon. I know that sounds hippy dippy, but
no, I love it.
One of the things I do is when I'm working on a big project, I will schedule it with the moon. I found that working in with the moon cycle. So right now we're actually in the new moon today. And so I will write that all out and in my planner and pencil in when I'm going to work on projects.
So is the full moon time for a break?
Full moon is the time for the break. That's when you release and let go and retreat and let go. Yeah.
How did you figure out how to do that?
It's so funny. I would notice that I really was fired up and ready to work certain times of, you know, the month or whenever it was. And I started to pay attention to what the moon was saying. And I just started doing that. I penciled out all the different phases of the moon. And then I look at my calendar and I sync it and then work on my projects like that.
And it's been successful.
It's so far.
So far, so good. Courtney Lochney is the founder of Petite Yogi in Wilmington, all about raising mindful kids and starting yoga and mindfulness at a really young age. Now, Courtney, one last question.
Sure.
What impact is Petite Yogi looking to have on the community?
Well, we are trying to just bring yoga to kids, bring the awareness that yoga is not a religion. It's not just a physical practice. It's about getting in tune with yourself and with your body and your spirit inside of you. It's about raising compassionate children that are not glued to screens.
Mm-hmm.
It's this year we are working hopefully to do a big project where we bring, I'd like to do an event. We're going to try to bring Christmas gifts to tweens and teens because they get forgotten about.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so look for that. We're going to try to do a nice big community event.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Courtney, thank you so much for joining me and thank you for being my very first episode of Jessie's Girls.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Jessie's Girls with Jessie Michelli on the new Mix 99.5 WJBR.